Today's shiur is a Masechta Kedushin on Daf Nun Beis. We will begin on Daf Nun Aleph Amud Beis, five lines from the bottom of the Amud, in the middle of the line with the words Tashma. We are in the middle of the sugya that began on Daf Nun Aleph Amud Aleph, where we learned Itmor Kedushin She'ein Mesurin Labia, Abaya Oimer Havi Kedushin, Rava Omar Loi Havi Kedushin. If someone made a kedushin that could not lead to a bia, he could not consummate the marriage. For example, he was mekadesh two sisters, and therefore he cannot live with each one of them because of the isser of achos ishtoi or achos arusasoi. So Abaye said it's still a good kedushin, and a get would be required. Rava says it is not a good kedushin, and the Gemara has been bringing various proofs to these opinions of Abaye and Rava, and we're up to five lines from the bottom on Nun Aleph Amud Beis, where the Gemara now is going to bring a proof to Abaye that kedushin she'ein mesurin labia is a good kedushin, and not like Rava who says it's not a good kedushin. Begins the Gemara, Tashma, coming here from a Mishnah in Masechta Yevamos on Daf Chaf Gimel Amud Beis, which states Shnayim Shekitchu Shtei Achoyos. Two people were Mekadesh two sisters. Ze Einu Yodei Eze Kiddush, Vze Einu Yodei Eze Kiddush. This one does not know which one he was Mekadesh, and the other fellow does not know which one he was Mekadesh either, which of the sisters he was Mekadesh. So the din is that marriage is impossible because you might be marrying the sister of the woman that you were Mekadesh, and that is prohibited. And therefore, Ze Noisen Shnei Gittin, this one will have to give two Gittin to both of the women, both sisters. Vizen, the other fellow, also Noisen Shnei Gittin. He would have to give two Gittin in order that they should be able to marry someone without any problem of being engaged to someone else. So, L'chaira, from here, we have a Raya to Abaye against Rava, because as we stated before, by two sisters, the kedushin that was done to them is Einam Asurin Labia, because of the problem of Achos Ishtoi. So according to Rava, when you have a kedushin on which he cannot make a bia, it's not considered a kedushin, so why do you need a get altogether? L'chaira, it's a proof to Abaye that kedushin Einam Asurin Labia is a good kedushin. Says the Gemara, Hachanami, here also we will give the same answer that we gave to the Mishnah in Yevamos that we brought in yesterday's shir, Shehukru l'besoif nisarvu, that in the beginning it was clear which of the sisters was mekudeshes to which of the men. But at the end, nisarvu, at the end it got mixed up, they forgot. And that's why the halacha is that each one has to give two gittin. The reason you have to give two gittin is because originally it was kedushin on mesurin labia. Originally, it was known exactly which of the sisters was mekudeshes to which of the men. And therefore a get is necessary even according to Rava. Deikanami, I'll bring you a proof. Diktani, eina yoideya. It says he does not know. Each man does not now know presently which woman he was Mekadesh. Bavalik Tani Ein Yodua. It doesn't say it is not known. As Rashi explains, five lines from the bottom of the Yom Adivri Amaschal, Ein Yodua Mashmal Yoylam. Ein Yodua would mean it was never known. From the inception of the Kedushin was not known. But that's not what it says. It says, Eina Yodea, he does not know now. Originally, it was known. Shema Mino, this is a proof that it's a case of Hukru L'Besoif Nisarvu. Ask the Gemori Hachi, if that is so, my Lamemra. So I have a different problem. Why does the Mishnah have to state this? Of course, if originally it was Kedushin on Masurin Labia, then there was a mix-up, and now, of course, in order for this woman to be able to marry someone, she has to make sure to get rid of all kiddushin, any suffer kiddushin that she may have had, and therefore she'll need a get from each of the men. So, Ihochi Ma'ilameimer, what's the Chiddush? Why does the Mishnah have to state this? The Gemara answers, you're right. The ratio of the Mishnah is not necessary. It's obvious that a get will be necessary from each man. But the ratio was only said to lead up to the Chiddush, which is in the Seifa. Seifa, Yitzruchalei. We need it for the Seifa. And the ratio is only a lead up to the Seifa. What's the Seifa? Mace, if the brother died who made the Kiddushin, each of the men who made the Kiddushin died, Ulezeach, Ulezeach, and each one has a brother. So the halacha is, now we run into a question of Yibum. So Yibum is impossible for each of the surviving brothers because maybe the woman that he wants to do Yibum with is Achois Zikukasi. His brother really was engaged to the other sister. And therefore, the sister that he wants to do Yibum with now is the sister of the woman that there was a Zika with. That's called Achois Zikukasi. Achois Zikukasi is an Isser de Rabbonon. And therefore, he cannot do Yibum. Once he gives Chalitza to one, he cannot marry the other one because of a different Isser de Rabbonon. Achois Chalutzasi. The other sister is now the sister of a woman that he gave Chalitza to, which is also an Isser de Rabbonon. So therefore, the halacha is, Yibum is not possible. So Zecholitz L'shteyem is Zecholitz L'shteyem. Each of the surviving brothers from each of the two men who made the original Kedushin on the two sisters, each one gives Chalitza to both women. And then both women are able to marry anyone in the world. Now the Sefer continues. Lezeh Echad, one of the brothers, one brother, one of the men had one brother. Lezeh Echad, Ulozeh, and the other man who originally made the Kedushin, he had Shnayim, he had two brothers, as we turn to Daf Nun Beis Omer Aleph. So the Allah is as follows. Ha Echad, Choylus Ushtayim. The man who had only one brother, the man died, and on his side, he only had one brother. So he has to give chalitza to both. As we explained before, he cannot do yibum because on each of the sisters, the sister may be achois zigukasoi. She may actually be the sister of the woman who he is supposed to do yibum with. Issa de Rabbanit. So he has to give chalitza. To give chalitza to one and do yibum on the other will be another Isser Rabbanan of Achos Chalutzasoi. So the din is, he has to give chalitza to both. Once he has given chalitza to both, then Vashnayim, the other man who died, he had two brothers, what do they have to do? The din is, Echot Chalitz. So one has to give chalitza to one of the sisters, and there's one sister left, ve'echad miyabed, and then the other brother can do yibum. Memanav shach, he can do yibum. Because if this is actually the woman who his deceased brother was engaged to, this is the sister who he was engaged to, so then this is the woman who's falling liyibum, and he's doing yibum on her. And if, in fact, she is a sister of the woman who he should have done Yibum with, his brother has already done Chalitza on that other sister. He has, therefore, he has taken away the Zika. And therefore, this brother is able to do Yibum. But here comes the Chiddush of the Seifa. The Chiddush of the Seifa is that we have to wait till Ha'echad Choylitz L'shteyen. That the, on the other side, the man from the other side who has only one brother, that brother has to first make Chalitza on both women. Because if he does not make chalitza on both women, then the second brother from the man on the other side, his yibum will be a problem. Because perhaps the woman that he has now is a total stranger to him. She was really engaged to the man from the other side. And when that man died, then there is an isser of Yevamah L'shuk, L'siyeh Eshamesh Hachutza L'shzor. So in order to remove that lav, therefore the Mishnah starts by saying, Ha'echot Chayos Hashtem. The first step is that we have to remove the possibility of L'siyeh Mesh Hachutza L'shzor. And therefore, the other man who died, who had only one brother, that one brother will have to do chalitza. Once he does chalitza, which totally removes the isser of l'siyeh mesh hachutza l'zor, then the shnayim use the prescribed method of echad choletz ve'echad miyabim. Now Rashi says perhaps the chiddush is gufa in echad choletz ve'echad miyabim, that one of the brothers does chalitza and then the other brother is able to do yibum. Rashi says that can't be the chiddush because that we already learned in yesterday's shir was the chiddush of the first Mishnah from there in Yevamos Daf Chaf Gimel Amud Beis. That chiddush by Shnayim we've already learned, that first echad choletz ve'echad miyabim. The chiddush of the second Mishnah in Yevamos is that when you have one brother from one side and you have two brothers from the other side, then first the one brother from that side has to get rid of the Avera, the lav of L'siyeh Hameis Hachutza L'zor, and once he's given chalitza to both of them, then the two brothers on the other side go through the prescribed method, which we've learned already, which is no chiddush, of echad choletz ve'echad miyabe. Then continues the Mishnah, im kodmu v'konsu, what happens if the two brothers, each one went ahead, which they shouldn't have done, and they made yibum to one of the sisters, the halacha is, we do not remove them, because to each of the brothers, we can say, memanavshach, if this is the actual sister who their deceased brother was engaged to, they are making yibum on the right one. And if it's not the sister, if it's not the one that, it's not the sister who the deceased brother was mekadesh, then it's a total stranger. And there's no, the whole isser that they would have been over would be achois zigu kasai. And that's only an isser the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan weren't geyser b'dyeved if they went ahead and did yibum. And also, there is no more zika. There's no problem now with achois zigu kasai because the other brother has done yibum on the right one, which has removed the zika and has removed the entire isser of achai zigu kasai. Lichat chila, they were not supposed to do it because there was a possibility of achai zigu kasai. But once they went ahead and did it, they were over on the isser of the Rabbanan were not geyser on them, that they have to be moitzi these sisters, and they're allowed to remain married to each one, to one of the sisters. So the chiddush says the Gemara of the seif of this Mishnah is, dafka michlatz. We first have to go in this order that the echad is choletz l'shteyim, which were the first words that we had on this amid. The one brother, the one surviving brother from the man who only had one brother, he has to give chalitza to both. And then v'hadu yivumi, and then from the other side, the second brother can make yibum after his first brother has already made chalitza. Avol yivumi, but for that second brother to do yibum, v'hadr michlatz, and then for the one sole surviving brother from the other man, from the other side, that he should then do chalitza, loi. That's not good. That order is no good. The kapaga b'yivam l'shuk, because in that case, the second brother from the other side would be over on a possibility of being over on L'siyeh Shemesh Hachutza L'shzor, because this woman is really a stranger to him. She has nothing to do with his deceased brother. She has to do with the man who died from the other side. And Mimela, there was no chalitza yet. So this second brother from the other side would be over on Yevam L'shuk. Therefore, the Mishnah is telling you it has to go with this exact method in this sequence that Echad Choylet L'shteyen, and then Shnayim Echad Choylet L'shteyen Miyam. So that's the Chiddush of the Seifa. So in the Chanami, Rava says that it's speaking about a case where it was Hook roll of a soifness arva. So there's no chiddush in terms of having to give a get because it was kiddushin hamasurin labia. Why do you have to say it? You're only saying deresha to lead into the case of yibam and chalitza of the seifa to tell me the chiddush of the seifa that you have to go with the order of echot choletz ushtayin and shnayim echot choletz vi echot miyabe. Now we leave mesechta yivamis. And we go back into Masechta Kedushin, and we finally bring a clear checkmate on Rava, a clear question that will prove that Abai is correct, that Kedushin Shana Masurin Labia is a good Kedushin. Tashimata Tani Tavyumi learned, Lazecha Misha Banam Lazecha Misha Banois, if one man had five sons, and one man had five daughters, Va'omar and the father of the five sons, said to the father of the five daughters, Achas mibnaisayach, one of your daughters, mikudeshes, will become a kudeshes. Le'echad mibonei, to one of my sons. As Rashi explains, it's speaking about kugoyin shaso shliach, that the brothers made their father for a shliach. The father cannot do it on his own, because the only time a father could do it on his own is by a ketana, daughter, as bitin asat elisha zeh, he has the power to do it, but not by a son. So it must be speaking about that the sons made him into a shliach. So the halacha is, we don't know which daughter is mekudesh to which son. So the din is, kol achas v'achas, each of the five daughters, sri chamisha gittin, requires five gittin from the five boys, because we don't know which one is mekudesh to which. Meis echad mehem, if one of them died, so the halacha is kol achas v'achas, all of the five girls tzrich arbo gittin, they require from the four surviving sons, they require four gittin, because they might be mekudesh to one of those four, and the chalitza me'achas men, one of those four surviving brothers has to give chalitza. But here you don't need each brother to give chalitza, because concerning chalitza, what is our suffix? That maybe one of the five daughters was mekudeshes to the deceased brother. So if each of those girls will receive a chalitza from one of the brothers, that will already remove the zika that is coming from the deceased brother, and therefore it's not necessary to have five brothers giving chalitza. One brother gives chalitza to all five girls, and on each of these five girls, in case they were the one who was mekudeshes to the deceased brother, the chalitza of this one brother suffices to remove the zika and allows her to get married to the shuk. So this is a case where we have a suffix in the kedushin. It was kedushin she'ena misur and labia. He couldn't do, each brother could not do bia with one of the daughters because perhaps she was mekudeshes to a different brother. It's kedushin she'ena misur and labia, and yet you see it gets required. So we see a raya tabaya that kedushin she'ena misur and labia is a good kedushin. V'chitem, if you're going to answer hachanami kisher hukru l'basoif nisarvu, we'll give the same teretz as we did before, that originally they knew exactly who was engaged to who, but in the end they got mixed up. So it was kedushin she'ena misur and labia, and even Rava could be mitzvah that they require a get. No, that's not true. What was the lashon of that mishnah? Ha achas mibnoisayich la'echad mi banai. Ketani, we learned one of your daughters, we don't know which one, to one of my sons, we don't know which one. So from the onset, it was a suffix. It was kedushin she'ena misurin labia. It didn't get mixed up later. So we see from here clearly that kedushin she'ena misurin labia is a good kedushin. Therefore, a get is required from all of the sons. Tiyufta derava tiyufta. This is a checkmate. This is a kasha that has no answer, and therefore Rava is not correct, and Abaya is correct, that kedusha she'en misur labia have kedushin. And now the Gemara adds something that we've already learned. All of us have learned Eila Metzias. V'hilchase kavasei d'Abaya, even though in Kol HaShas, Daloch, and every machlokes between Abaya and Rava is like Rava, but there are six exceptions. Daloch is like Abaya in the following six cases. Bial kigam, in these six cases, which Rashi enumerates what the six cases are. The first one is from Bava Metzia Dav Chof Alef Amud Beis. Yud stands for Yiyu Shalei Medas. If I would have known that I lost this article, I would be Miyayish, I would give up hope, but I'm not even aware that I lost it. Is that considered a Yiyush or not? That's the first Machlokes Abaye V'Rava. The second one is Ayin, Eid Zomeim. When someone becomes an Eid Zomeim, do I say that he's possible for Eidus from the moment that he said his false testimony, Eidzom lemafreya, that's the sheet of Abaya, from the time that he said it, and Rava says, no, only Mikan Labo, from when he is found guilty by Bezdin for having said false testimony, but not lemafreya, not from the time that he said the testimony. So we pass him like Abaya, the Eidzom lemafreya, who nifsol. Then we have a Machlokes Masechta Erevin, whether when you have to make a Movi able to carry there, and you have to put a lechi, a side post on it. What about a lechi or oimid meilav, if the side post is standing by itself? Then we have kedushin, the kuf of kigam stands for kedushin shalang nimsru labia, which is our machlokis in our sugya. Then we have the gimel of kigam, it stands for gili daita begita. If somebody indicates that the get that he sent to his wife, he regrets it. Is it a good get or not? Can he nullify the get or not? And finally, the Machlokes Masechta Sanhedrin, whether Mumur Oichel Nevelus. Rashi has here Litayoven, but the Bach changes it to the correct gears. It should be Lahachis. If someone constantly eats Nevelus, not because he gets pleasure out of it, not because he really knows it's wrong to eat something that's not, there's no Shechita, that's a Nevela, a carcass, but rather Lahachis, he does it, he knows it's wrong, and he doesn't care, and he does it against Hashem, but maybe he's still an honest person. That's a Machloek Zemesechta Sanhedrin, whether he's postulatus or not. In all of these six cases, which starts with the letters Yud, Ayin, Lamed, and then Kuf, Gimel, Mem, Dalach is like Abaya against Rava, and one of them is our case here of Kedushin, Shalei Nimsru, Labia. Now the Gemara goes on to explain the next part of the Mishnah, which we have on Daf Nun Amud Beis, where the Mishnah said, "Ma'itzah b'chamish nashim." There's a story of five women who behind shtei achoyis, which had amongst them two sisters. V'likarach adam echad kilkol shaltenim, and one person took a basket of figs. V'shalahenayis, it belonged to these five women. Vishal Shvius Hais, it also was from Shvius. Va'amr, and he said, Arei kulcha mekudesh esli b'kilkul zu, you're all mekudesh me with this basket of figs. V'kiblach smehenai dei kulon. And one woman accepted it on behalf of all five. V'amr u'chacham l'chacham said, Ein achoyes mekudesh, the sisters are not mekudesh. Amr Rav, now the Gemara is going to explain this part of the Mishnah. Shema minam mesis, and we see from our Mishnah, Arba, there are four dinim that we learn out from our Mishnah. V'nokid Rav b'yadei tlas, Rav had as part of his Gemara, only three dinim that could be clearly learnt out from our Mishnah. What are the three dinim? Din number one, Shema Mino, we learn, HaMekadosh prepares Shvius Mekudeshes. So, it says in our Mishnah that even though these belong to the women, these figs, but since they were from Shvius, so they were Hefker, and therefore when the man used them to as Kedushin, it was a valid Kedushin. Rashi explains two reasons why I would have thought it's not a good Kedushin. Number one, I would have thought that since it's Hefker, even though I picked it up, maybe it's still not considered mine. Kamashmlan, it's Hefker, it's ownerless until you pick it up. But once you're Zoch in it, it belongs to you, and you could use it as Kedushin. Chiddush number two is, even though we have an Isser in the Torah which says, La'ochla, you're only allowed to eat Perishvias, but Loy L'davar Acher, you're not supposed to use it for other purposes. You're not supposed to use it to make schayra, to buy, sell, or trade with it. So I would have thought you can't make kedushin either, kamashmalan, that if it's used for kedushin, even though you weren't supposed to use it, it is a good kedushin. On this, the Makna has a question that since it's speaking about where one of the women the Mishnah said was a shliach for the rest of the women, we learned in the beginning of our Perek that ain shliach l'dvar aveira, that if something is done for a dvar aveira, it does not come into being. So how could the kedushin be effective here when a shliach was made and they used perish shviyas for the kedushin? And la'achlo v'loy l'schayra, you're not supposed to use it for any other purpose. So then, even though Tosis says that this Tosis divrei maslam makadosh perish shviyas, that this isra of la'achlo v'loy l'schayra is only l'chatchila, but b'di'evet the mekach is kayim, and here also b'di'evet by the isha, she would be mukadeshes. But how could it be effective as the makna to send a shliach? We have a rule, ein shliach dvar avera. So the Makna gives a teretz that they didn't tell this one woman to accept kedushin on their behalf bedafke from shviyas. They didn't instruct her to explicitly be over an isser. They told her accept kedushin on our behalf. Then it came out that she accepted perish shviyas. That's not considered making a shliach to do an avera. The Noida Behuda answers that when is there an isser concerning shviyas of la'achlo v'loy l'schayra, not to do business with perish shviyas? That's an isser on the moicher, the one who sells the perish shviyas and gets money for it. He's over the isser. That's the avera. But the lekeach, who paid money, but he paid money in order to take the perish shviyas to eat them, he's not over on la'achlo v'loy l'schayra, because after all, he was giving the money in order to use it for the purpose of perish shviyas, which is to eat them. So to hear the isser over here would be on the man who used the perish shviyas to mekadesh the isha, but on the part of the women who were accepting it, ein echanami, they accepted it as kedushin. But what were they going to use the perish for? To eat. So on them, there is no isser, there is no aver, and therefore there's no problem of ein shliach l'dvar aver. So answers the Night of Yehuda. Continues the Gemara with the second halacha that Rav learned from our Mishnah. Ushma mina, kitcha begezel, ein mekadeshes. If you're mekadesh with gezel, it's not a good kedushin. Afilu begezel dida, even if it would be her own gezel. Even if I stole something from you and I gave it back to you, so we might have thought that if I told you I want to be mekadesh you with something I stole from you, and you kept quiet, maybe you were moichel what you stole, and I'm letting you keep it, and therefore you could use it for kedushin. No, it would not be a good kedushin. What's the proof to this? Mimai, midik tani shalohem haisa. Since the Mishnah puts in the fact that it was, this kilkalo really belonged to them. But the Mishnah says, you know why it was a good kedushin? Because of ishal shriyas haisa. So time at a shriyas, the hefker. The only reason it's a good kedushin is because it was shriyas, which is hefker. Hod ishar shnei shvua loy. But if it would be the other years of the 7-year cycle, the other 6 years, it's not shriyas, it's not hefker. And then because it belonged to the women, he stole it from them. And even though he's giving it back to them, we don't say that they were quiet, and that indicates they were moichel to him, and he could use it as kedushin. Rather, they were quiet. They were getting back what was stolen from them. They didn't mean to indicate that they are accepting it as kedushin. Ushma mino, a third halacha we learned from our Mishnah is, isha nasa shliach l'chaverta. A woman can become a shliach for her friend. Va'afila b'makam shenas latzor. Even in a case where, by being a shliach for the friend, she is becoming a co-wife of the friend. And we know, as Rashi brings down, that concerning Eidus, for example, if a tzora says that your husband died, we don't believe her. That maybe she's trying to get her fellow co-wife into trouble, so they're not believed. But over here, we do allow one woman to accept kedushin on behalf of herself and her friend, even though that will cause that her friend will become her tzara. concerning shlichas, she could be a shliach, even if it makes her friend into a tzar. Those were the three halachas that Rav learned from our Mishnah. The idachmai, what is the fourth one that could be learned from our Mishnah, which Rav did not keep as part of his Gemara? Kiddushin shem esrun labia, because this Mishnah, we learned earlier, was interpreted by both Abaya and Rava concerning the Shaila of Kiddushin, which are not Mesur Labia. For example, the two sisters, that Kiddushin cannot be consummated because each one is a sister of the other, which is prohibited. So Gemara says, V'nechshiva, why didn't Rav learn this fourth halacha that the women, that the sisters are not Mekudeshes, from our Mishnah, and learn it pertaining to the question of Kedushin She'en Mesur and Labia? The answer is, Mishum de Mesafkalei Kabaya Karava, since both Abaya and Rava had various interpretations of our Mishnah. Abaya learned the Mishnah in a way to explain that according to his Shita, that Kedushin She'en Mesur and Labia is a good Kedushin. Rava had a way to explain the Mishnah according to his interpretation, that Kedushin She'en Mesur and Labia is not a good Kedushin. Since it's not clear from our Mishnah which interpretation is valid, therefore Rav said, I'm not going to learn this halacha from our Mishnah because it's not clear what maskana you can derive from our Mishnah, whether Kedushin She'en Mesur and Labia is a good Kedushin or whether it is not a good Kedushin. Therefore, I'm not going to learn this halacha from our Mishnah. Continues the Gemara, Kisalik Rav Zeira, when Rav Zeira went up to Eretz Yisrael from Bavel, Amro Lahashmaitz came to Rabbi Yochanan. He said this one of the three halachas, namely, that Kitcha Begezel Zedim Kadesh is in front of Rabbi Yochanan. Amar Le, Rabbi Yochanan said to Rav Zeira, Mi Amar Rav Hachi, did then Rav say this halacha? In other words, that Rav Zeira was saying over this halacha in the name of Rav, because Rav was the one who was learning the three halachas from our Mishnah. So Rav Yochanan said in amazement, he said, did Rav say this? And Rashi points out that the Gemara's Havamina was that Rav Yochanan was saying concerning Rav that I don't agree with it. I hold that a Mekadesh Begezel is Mekudeshes. And Rav, did he taka say that Mekadesh Begezel is a Mekudeshes? So then, if that's the understanding of the Gemara, we understand the Gemara's question right away. Vehu lo yomar. Rav Yochanan doesn't agree with Rav that Kitcha Begezel is Einem Kadeshes. He's wondering that Rav said Einem Kadeshes, and he doesn't agree with that. For Amar Rav Yochanan, Rav Yochanan himself holds Kitcha Begezel is Einem Kadeshes. Because Rav Yochanan learned, Gazel, if he stole something, V'lonis Yayish or Abam, the Abam were not Miyayish. They didn't give up hope from retrieving the Gezel. So Shneim Einem Bechom Lahagdish. Both the stealer, the Gazlan, and the Nigzel, the person from whom it was stolen, cannot use the Gzela for Kedushin. Zed, the Gazlan, cannot do it, Lefi, Shein, Shalai, because it's not his, doesn't belong to him. And the Baal wasn't Miyayish, so it never became the Gazlan's. And the Nigzel, Vizel, Lefi, Shein, Bishusa, because it's no longer in his possession. And if it's no longer in his possession, he can't use it for Kedushin either. So we see clearly that Rav holds that Kitcha Begezel is Adam Kadesh. So what was Rav's question? What was Rabbi Yochanan and Rav? Rabbi Yochanan holds Kitcha Begezel is Adam Kadesh. So what was he wondering about Rav's halacha? He holds the same way. The Gemara says, Hachi Karmelai. This was Rabbi Yochanan's question on Rav Zeira. Me, Amar Rav Kavasi? Is that right? Does Rav Taka hold like me? He thought that Rav didn't hold like him, and he was amazed to find out that Rav agrees with Rabbi Yochanan that Kitcha Begezel is Einem Mekudeshes. Meisve, I'll ask you a question. We have learned earlier. We learned in Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph Kitcha Begezel Bechamas Ubegneva. Gezela is when I forcibly take something from you and I don't pay. Chamas is when I forcibly take something from you and I pay you. Genev is where I steal something from you and you're not aware that I stole it. So in all of these cases, if I was Mekadesh with the results of Gzela, which is Gezel, the result of forcing you to sell it to me, which is Chamas, the result of stealing from you, which is Genev, or I grabbed a Sela, a coin from your hand, the kitcher, and I was Makadish, the woman, Mikudashis, she is Mikudashis. So Lachar, we see clearly from here that kitcher Gazel is Mikudashis. It's difficult on both Rabbi Yochanan and Rav. The Gemara answers, Hasan Begezel, Dida, there it's speaking about her own Gazela. That's the only case where it helps, because I say that she acquiesced, she was Michael, she said it's yours, and when he was Makadish her with it, it is a good Kedushin. However, if he stole it from somebody else, it would not be a good Kedushin. So the Gemara says that's difficult to learn, because Hamidik Tani Seifa Oishachat of Salam Mishalah, the fourth case was he grabbed from her. Michlal, we can deduce from that, the Reisha Begezel the Almaskin. That the Reisha, when it says Kitcher Begezel, it's not that he stole it from her, that he stole it from somebody else. The Gemara answers no. Perusha Kamafarsh. The Seifa is explaining the three cases of the Reisha. Kitcher Begezel Bechomis Ubegeneva. Kate said, how was he Mekadosh in these three ways? Kigoin Shechot of Salam Miyada, the Kitcher boy. Then the Aloch is she is not Mekudeshes, because she was Meichel. It's all one case that it's from her, but it's not speaking about somebody else. But Einach Nami, if he stole it from somebody else, in all of these three cases, it would be Eina Mikudeshes. As we turn to Daf, Nun, Beis, Amud Beis, ask the Gemara, Vahamas Nisen, our Mishnah, the Gezel Dida, where it says that the Kilkala belonged to the five women. So it belonged to them. It belonged to the Shliach, this woman who was a Shliach for the other women, the Karmer Rav, and Rav said that we can deduce from our Mishnah that ain't a Mekadeshes, because the only reason why it was a good Kedushin in our Mishnah, because it was Shriyas, which is Hefker. But if it wouldn't have been Shriyas, and he would have stolen it from her, it would be ain't a Mekadeshes. So we see clearly that Rav's opinion is that Gezel Dido is ain't a Mekadeshes, so it's Shver on Rav. Maybe Rabbi Yochanan holds there's a difference between Gezel Dido or Gezel from somebody else. But Rav clearly holds that Gezel Dido is also in Mekadeshes, Shver on Rav, that we see that even Gezel Dido is Mekadeshes. Morris says, Loikash, that's also not difficult on Rav. Ha, the Shadach. When do we say that Kitcha Begezel or Bechamas or Begneva is a good Kedusha? And that's if prior to that there was a talk of making a Shidduch. Shidduchin were made. And then he was leading up to the actual Kedushin. So in that case, we say that when he grabbed it from her, normally she wouldn't have agreed. But since they had already spoken about getting engaged, and what did he use? The coin that he grabbed from her. So then she wants to get married to him, so she was Michael him, and he could use it as Kedushin. When did Rav say that Kitcher Begezel Dido is not Mekudesh Ha'ad Delay Shadach? There was no prior talk of making a Shidduch, of getting engaged. Shidduchin. And if there was no Shidduchin, then when he stole it, she was not Moichel, and therefore, when he came to Mekadosh her with the Kilkala, it's Eina Mikudeshes. The Gemara says an interesting story. So there was this woman, Dahavik Kamashia Kara, she was washing her feet, the Mishichla Demaya, with a wash basin of water. And we'll soon see why these interesting details are given to us. Also, Ugavra, a man came, Chotav Zuzubachavri, was walking with his friend, and he grabbed a coin from his friend. Vishadilai threw it to her. Amalai said to her, Mikadeshusli, you are Mekudesh to me. Also, Ugavra, coming to Rav. Then the man went in front of Rav, he asked the Shaila, was my Kedushin valid or not? Amar. So Rav said, Lest the chashla lahad Reb Shimon, the Amar Stam Gzeli Yush Balam Havi Reb Shimon Shita, as Rashi brings down from a Mishnah in Kalim, Perek Chavav Mishnah Ches, is that when someone steals outright in your face, he takes something from you. A person is miyayish because he's intimidated by that person. And if he's so tough and he's able to overpower me and grab away what I have, I give up hope that I'll ever retrieve it, and therefore I am miyash. That's the sheet of Reb Shimon. The Tana Kama there disagrees with Reb Shimon, and he holds that Stam Gzeil is not Yush Bailam. Since I've identified who the perpetrator is, I can track him down. I can use the authorities, the police department, the justice department to get my Gzeila back, and I'm not miyash. So Rava said, the only way your Kedushin would be good in this case would be to say that some Gzela is Yush Bailam, but we don't paskin like Rav Shimon. And therefore your Kedushin is not a good Kedushin because it never belonged to you because you were not kainit through Yush. We don't paskin like Rav Shimon. Why do we have these details that he was walking with a friend and he grabbed it from him and she was washing her feet? So there's various pshatim in the Mefarshim. The Ritva says that the reason is to teach us that the only reason it's not a good Kedushin here is because he was Mekadosh with Gezel. But let's say it would not have been Gezel, and she was washing her feet, and she doesn't respond. He throws it to her, and he says, you're Mekadosh to me, and she doesn't respond. So then I would say she did accept it as Kedushin. The only reason it's not acceptable here is because it was Kitcher Begezel, and we don't say Stam Yush Bailam. That Gezel is Stam Yush Bailam. But if it would not be for the fact of Gezel, the other circumstances, the other details of the story would not cause us to say that she really didn't have in mind to accept it as Kedusha. The Pnei Yeshua gives the answer that the reason the detail is given, that he grabbed it from his friend who he was walking with, is that I might have had a half a minute to say it is a good Kedusha. He really didn't mean to steal it from his friend. He just saw an opportunity to Mekadosh this woman. He was afraid, Shemi Kadmena Acher, maybe somebody else would jump the gun and be Mekadosh her first. He took the first coin that he could take, but he meant to take it as a loan. And Stam Milvaloy saw Nitna, I don't even have to give back a loan, the same coin that I took. So this coin could be received by the woman, and it's not a problem of Gezel. That's what I would have thought. Kamash Malan, you did it without permission. You just grabbed it. It is considered Gezel, and therefore the halacha is Eina Mekudesh. Continues the Gemara with another story. Hahu Arisa, there was a sharecropper. The Kaddish, he was Mekadosh, a woman, B'moiza D'Shamchi, with a handful of onions. He came to Rava Amalei, and he asked, and he had asked Rava to Shaila, is it a good Kedushin or not? And Rava responded to him, Mana Achloch, who was Michael to you the portion that belonged to your owner? There was an owner of the field. You had a sharecropper deal with him. You were going to take a third, a half, whatever your deal was. But when you were Mekadosh her with a handful of the onions, so part of it belonged to to the owner of the field. And he wasn't Michael to you. And therefore the woman was accepting the handful as the total Kedushin. She wants the whole handful. The whole handful is not yours. Part of it belongs to the owner. She was Soymach Das only to become a Kedush based on the whole handful, which wasn't yours. It's not a good Kedushin. Says the Gemara of Ahani Mili B'moizah. That's only if it's a handful. Aval Kisha, but if it's a bundle, Matzi Amalei, so the sharecropper can tell the owner, Anoshakli Kisha, I took a bundle, Shikol at Kisha, you take a bundle, Kisha Kikisha, a bundle's like a bundle. In other words, buy a handful, the owner's not Moichel, because maybe you're going to take a handful of large onions. You'll give me a handful of smaller onions. So that's not fair. However, the bundles were made in uniform size. There were big ones in there. There were small ones in there. It came out that every bundle was comparable to the other bundle. The same amount of small, the same amount of big. It was a uniform bundle. So therefore, even though the sharecropper is taking before his turn of sharing with the owner, but he could say, what did I do wrong? You're right, I took something in advance. So you connected that, you'll take another bundle, an equal bundle. There is no reason to say that you have a right to tell me that you own half of my bundle. I have a right to take a bundle, and you'll take the equivalent bundle to offset that. By a handful, we can't say that because maybe my handful will have only large ones. So you don't want to give me my handful. You don't know what I had, and you want it to be shared equally. But by a bundle, which is uniform, I can jump the gun, take my bundle, and you'll take Kenegat, another bundle. And then in Chanami, it would have been a good Kedushin. The Gemara tells us another story. Hahu Sarsia. There was a brewer of date beer. The Kaddish, he was Mekaddish and Isha, Bepruma, the Shikra, with the remnants of the dates which were used for the beer. Osamori, the Shikra, the owner of the beer, came. Ashkeche, he found and he saw what he had done. Omerlei, and he said to him the following expression. Amai loisase of Mahai Harifa. Why didn't you take from the remnants, these other remnants over here, which have a better flavor? As Rashi says, the ones that I'm pointing to now, the ones that have a better flavor were not used so often to make beer. Therefore, they can be used more times to dilute the date flavor into the water to make the beer. They still have life in them. You took remnants which were all washed out. There was like almost no taste left in it. Why didn't you take from the ones that had a better flavor? Also, Kameh de Rava. He came in front of Rava because it would seem to indicate that the owner was moichel him what he had taken from the remnants, and maybe it was a good kedushin. Amar. So Rava said, no, it's not a good kedushin. Loy amru klach etzol yafois elalinyan trumah bavat. The only time that we find that they use this type of understanding, that when a owner says, why didn't you take from the better ones, and that it's a valid, it shows that he agreed with what you had done, that's only legabi trumah. This sanya we learned. Ketzad amru tarm shlomi das trumah trumah. What's a case where Chazal said that if somebody took truma from the field of his friend, his truma is valid only in the following case. Somebody went down to the field of his friend, velikat, and he gathered crops, vitarum, and he gave truma without permission. So now it depends. Im chayshim shum gezel, if he's afraid that the owner really does not agree with what he did, ain't trumas or truma, then his truma is not a good truma. But vim lav, but if he sees that the owner agrees with what he did, trumas or truma. How do we know? How does this person figure out whether he was like stealing from the owner or not? If the Balabais came and he found him, and he said to him, why didn't you take from the better ones for truma? So now it depends. If he in fact finds better ones, so it means I agree with what you did. In fact, I would have wanted you to get to give truma from the better ones. But vim lav, if he doesn't find any better ones, if these that he took truma from are the best in the field, ain't truma say truma, then we interpret the remark of the owner as being sarcastic. As Rashi explains, he's saying, you know what? If you would have found better ones, you would have stole those from me as well. I don't agree with what you did. Why didn't you, if you're a stealer already, steal from the better ones? So then it's not a good truma. But how you are Balaam malakdim umaisifim? If the Balaam, subsequent to finding out that he had taken truma, the Balaam gathered more, and he said, "I want you to take more truma than benkach ubenkach." Whether we find better ones after he said, "Why didn't you take for the better ones?" Whether in fact we do find better ones, benkach. Whether we don't find better ones, the fact that he is adding more onto the truma that was taken already, trumasai truma, then that validates the truma. It shows that he agrees with what the person who took the truma did. So under these circumstances, we can say that klach etzel yafes indicates if you found better ones, or if I'm helping you take more truma, then trumas etrum aval hacha. But in the case here with the date remnants, it's never good. Because Mishum Ksufa Hu Da'avad, the Einam Kodeshes, the only reason he said that statement, he was embarrassed. And there's, everybody's expecting him to say Mazel Tov on the Kedushin. So now, because of these remnants of dates, these washed out remnants, he's going to say, hey, you should give it back to me, I really am not maskim. He's embarrassed to do that. But really, in his heart, he's not maskim. Memela the din is Ve'einam Kodeshes. If he didn't do it, Belev Shalom, he's only doing it because he's embarrassed. He really doesn't agree to it. She's not Mekudesh. He was not Moichel you to date remnants. In the case of Truma, we have indications that he really was not being sarcastic. Then the Truma is a good Truma. Continues the Mishnah. HaMekadesh B'chalkoi. Rashi learns a Shecholak im Echov HaKohanim. If a Kohen who divided up with his fellow Kohanim, the Kohen who worked on that day, was able to receive from Kachim Kachim and Kachim Kalib parts of the animal. For example, let's define what's Kachim Kachim. Kachim Kachim is a chatas, an oila, an asham, a mincha, or shalmei tzibur. Kachim Kalim, which have less kedusha, include a personal shlamim, a toida, bechor, meiser, and pesach. And now in Kachim Kachim, the portions that are eaten are only eaten by the kohanim. In Kachim Kalim, the kohen gets from shlamim, toida, and bechor. He receives a chaz of a shaykh. And in a Yisrael also receives parts of a shlamim, a toida, meiser, and pesach. So Rashi interpreted our Mishnah bechelkoy as going on kohanim, hamikadosh bechelkoy, a kohen who is getting his chelik, bein bekachim kachim, bein kachim kalim, whether it is the kachim kachim or the kachim kalim, and he uses that to be mikadosh anisha. Ain't it mikadosh is not mikudeshes because it doesn't belong to him, as the Gemara will explain, because they're mishulchan gavoya kazachu, that you are getting it, the Hashem, the Melech. This table belongs to Gavoya, belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's letting you eat. You have entitlement, but you cannot use it to Mekadosh and Isha. Tosfos and Divrei Maskil, HaBekadosh Bechelka Einu Mekadeshes, explains that Tosfos asks Akasha, that we learned further on Daf Samach Gimel, that if somebody's Mekadosh and Isha, Amenasha Dabra Alecha L'Shulten, I'll use my personal connections with the government to help you in your situation, the halacha is Mekadoshes. He's not giving her anything. He did it Hanoah. So here also, even if Meshulchan Gavoy Kazachu, but he's giving her Hanoah, he's letting her eat from the Kachim Kachim or the Kachim Kalim, he's giving her something to eat. So why isn't that considered a Hanoah? Like Medaber El HaShulten. So Tosfos answers, there's no comparison. Over there, normally, to use his connections to the government, he would have taken, for speaking, he would have taken a fee. He waives that fee and instead says, I'm waiving the fee, but I want that waiving of the fee to be used as Kesef Kedushin. So that Hanoah is considered like Kesef Kedushin. But here, it's just entitlement. You're entitled to eat Mishulchan Gavoya. But that entitlement has no intrinsic value, even though I'm giving you Hanoah, but I can't sell it, and therefore it's not considered Kesef Kedushin. My entitlement, I'm trying to use it to entitle you to eat as well. But I'm not actually giving you Kesef Kedushin, and therefore the halacha is Einu Mekadeshes. Now, what's interesting here is that Rashi says in the Mishnah, as we pointed out, that he divided with his brothers, HaKohanim. What about the Yisrael's part? What about Kachim Kalim, where a Yisrael also, it would seem, is Mishulchan Gavoya Kazachu? Rashi doesn't mention that. Now, one might say that perhaps Rashi holds, like Tosfos and Bava Kama Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, that says that when do we say Mishulchan Gavoya Kazachu? As we'll see, according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, who holds that Kachim Kalim is mum and bailam, it belongs to the bailam. That's only Mechayim, the Gemara is going to tell us. But La'achar Shechita, they're getting it from Hashem. Taisim Bava Kama says that halacha applies only to the Kohanim. But the bailam, who owned these Kachim Kalim and are now eating their portion from the Shlomim or the Toida or the Meiser or the Pesach, whatever they owned before in the Korban, they own now. We don't say on the Yisraelim Mishulchan Gavoy Kazachu. So one might say that that's what Rashi's saying in the Mishnah as well, that the chelik of the Kohanim in the Kachim Kachim and the Kachim Kalim, if he uses that for Kedushin, is Einu Mekadeshes. But Einu Chanami, Tosfos Bava Kama Yud Beis holds that, according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, that the Kachim Kalim is Mum and Bailim. We don't say, even La'achar Shechita, that it's Mishulchan Gavoy Kazachu. That is a regular mumanistic chelik in the animal, a monetary part that the Yisroel has in the animal, not Mishulchan Gavoya. And if he used that for Kedushin, it would be Mekudeshes. So that might be why Rashi says speaking about the chelik of the Kohanim, not the chelik of the Yisrael. However, one cannot say that because Rashi further in the Gemara, in the Divri HaMaskel, Ki Kozachu, Rashi states clearly, Bein Kohanim because of a shayt, Bein Bailim Bebasser. So we see that Rashi clearly says that Bishulchun Gavoya Kozachu refers not only to the portion of the Kohanim in the Shlamim, but also the portion of the Bailim in the Basar. So if so, why didn't Rashi in the Mishnah, this is my own ha'ara, why didn't Rashi in the Mishnah say, Bechelkoi is going on the Ech of a Kohanim and on the Yisrael, on his portion of the Kachim column, that it would be Einim HaKodeshes. Rashi obviously doesn't hold like Taisim Bavakam Yud Beis, that the Chelik of the Yisrael does not go into Mishulchan Gavoya Kazachu, but rather it's a regular monetary possession owned by the Yisrael, which could be used for Kedushin. So why didn't Rashi say that in the Mishnah? One could say b'doichik that since in most cases the chelik always is that of the kohen, because he has both kachim and kachim kalim, so Rashi referred to kohanim. If anyone has a better teretz, please email me at grossman@ou.org. Continues the Mishnah that the halach is einim kodeshes b'maiser sheni. What about maiser sheni, which is to be eaten in Yerushalayim the first, second, fourth, fifth years of the seven-year cycle? So if you're Mekadosh Maaser Sheni, Bein B'Shoyeg Bein B'Meizeh, whether you knew it's Maaser Sheni or not, whether you did it intentionally or by accident, so the halach is, Loi Kiddush, Divrei Rav Meir. Rav Meir holds there's no Kiddushin, because Rav Meir's Shita is that Maaser Sheni is also, Mamon Gavoya belongs to Hashem, he gave you a right to eat it in Yerushalayim. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. B'Shoyeg, Loi Kiddush. B'Shoyeg, it's not a good Kiddushin, and the Gemara will explain why. But B'Meizeh Kiddush. B'Meizeh, if you did it intentionally, you knew it's Maaser Sheni, you gave it as Kiddushin, it will be a good Kiddushin, because Rabbi Yehuda's Shita is the Maaser Sheni is Mamon Hedyot, it belongs to the Yisrael, and he could use it for Kiddushin. U'behegdish, by Hegdish, if you're Mekadosh behegdish, B'Meizeh Kiddush, it is a good Kiddushin, B'Shoyeg Loi Kiddush, Divrei Rav Meir, and Rabbi Yehuda is just the opposite. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, B'Shoyeg Kiddush, B'Meizeh Loi Kiddush. The reasons for this machlokes will be learnt further in the Gemara, as Rashi states here. Begins the Gemara, Nema, should we say, that our Mishnah is not going like Rabbi Yosef Lili. The Sanya, we learned in Umbraisa, and this is speaking about a person who was accused of having something that belonged to someone else. He made a shvua that it's mine, it's not yours. Then he admitted that he lied under oath. The halacha is, he has to bring a keren chaimish rashim. He has to pay the value of that thing to the real owner. He has to add a fifth. And he has to bring an ashram for swearing falsely. What happens if someone said, that kachim kalim that you have in your barn, that animal belongs to me, and he denied it, and he swore, and he admitted that he swore false. Does he have to bring a keren chaimish rashim? Now, regular kachim, Rashi tells us, Einish Bon al Agdashis, that if he was moid that on something of Hegdish, he said it's mine, and then he admitted it belonged to Hegdish, and he had sworn false, there is no din of Karen Chaimish Va'ashim by regular Hegdish. What about Kachim Kam? So Rabbi Yosef Lili Shita is that since it says in the Torah, Nefesh Kisechta, Umolamol Bashem, that he has to bring Karen Chaimish Rashim. So the Torah says Bamisoi and not Hegdish. But since it says that next to Vekichish Bamisoi, that he lied against his friend, it says that what did he do? He was treacherous against Hashem. So Rabbi basically says there must be a case where something that belongs to Hashem, something that's Nageya to Hashem, also it's possible to be included in the din of Karen Chamish Rashim for swearing falsely. So Rabbi Yosef says, you know what that is? Something that has Shaychus Hashem, it's Kaidish, but it's Kachim Kalim. Says the Sanya we learned back to the Gemara, Umal Amal Bashem, L'Rab is Kachim Kalim, Shehem Amoynei, Divi Rabbi Yosef Glu. Rabbi Yosef Glu says that Kachim Kalim Amom and Bailim, so even though it's Hegdish, it has a Shaychus with Hashem, but it belongs to me, and therefore will be included in the word Ba'amisai in his friend, and there will be a din of Karen Chaim Shri Hashem. So L'Chayre, if so, according to Rabbi Yosef Glu, if I use Kachim Kalim to Mekadosh and Isha, it should be Mekadoshes. The Mishnah says, Ain't a Mekadoshes. Chayitz not going like Rabbi Yosef Glili. Afilat time Rabbi Yosef Glili. More answers. It really could be going like Rabbi Yosef Glili. Ki kam Rabbi Yosef Glili mechayim. When did Rabbi Yosef Glili say it's mam bam? That's mechayim. Aval acher shchita loy. But after shchita, it is not considered mamen by limb. And my time, what's the reason? Ki kazachu meshulchan gavoy kazachu. Because when is the Yisrael zoichet? As Rashi explains, this goes on Sai Kohanim in the Chaz of Hashoik, Sai the Balam in the Basar. That's Meshulchan Gavoya, because he has to wait for the Imurim to be Nikrav on the Mizbeach. He has to wait for the Dum to be sprinkled on the Mizbeach. That then and only then is the Basar Mutter. So both the Kayan with his Chaz of Hashoik in the Shlomim, both the Yisrael in the meat that he gets, it only becomes his Meshulchan Gavoya after Shechita. When do we say it's Mom and Bailam according to Rabbi Yosef Glili? When it was alive. But after Shechita, even Rabbi Yosef Glili be Moida, that it is not Mom and Bailam, even the Yisrael's part. And therefore, if it will be Eina Mikudeshes. And therefore, our mission would be going like Rabbi Yosef HaGlili. Of course, we would have to be Ma'ayin how Tosis and Bava Kama, who says that this din is only referring to a Kohen, but a Yisrael, even La'achar Shechita, it is Mamon Bailim, how he would learn up this Gemara. Dr. Gemara Weiter, Dekanami, I'll bring you a proof that it's speaking our Mishnah after the Shechita. The Tani, it says in the Mishnah, HaMekadosh B'chelkoi, he was Makadosh with his portion, Ben Kachim Kalim, Ben Kachim Kalim, Loi Kiddush Maminah. It doesn't say HaMekadosh B'Kachim Kalim. It says B'chelkoi. B'chelkoi means his portion, which already he received the Koyin, the Chaz of Hashoik, after the Shechita, and the Yisrael, the meat that he eats after the Shechita. B'chelkoi, his portion, it's referring to after the Shechita, Shemaminah, and then Rabbi Yosef will be Moida, that it's not Mum and Bailam, and therefore if you use the Forgadushin, it's Eina, Mikudashas. Tana Rabbanan, the Rabbanan learned, La'ach b'terash Rab Meir, after Rab Meir was Nifter. Amr lem Rab Yehuda l'tamidim. Rab Yehuda said to his Tamidim, Al yichnesu tamidei Rab Meir l'kan. The Tamidim of Rab Meir should not enter here. Why? Mivnei shekan tronim him. Because they're troublemakers. They're going to provoke trouble. V'loy l'matar and boy, they're not coming here now to me, to be my Talmidim, to learn Torah. Ella, lekapcheni b'halachas ha'imbarim. They're coming to cut me down, that my shiurim should not have a leg to stand on. They want to show that they're sharper, that the Talmidim of Rabbi Meir are sharper than the Talmidim of Rabbi Yehuda, and then the Rosh Hashiva himself. That's all they're coming for. Dochik sumchas. Sumchas squeezed himself into the Beis HaMidrash. V'nichnas, he entered. Amar lahem, and he said to them, Kach shanali Rav Meir. This is what Rav Meir taught me. Hamakadosh b'chelkoi. Someone's makadosh with his portion. Ben kachim kachim. Whether it's kachim kachim, ben kachim kam, or kachim kam. Loi kiddush. Kos Rav Yehuda aleim. Rav Yehuda got angry on his talmidim. Amar lahem, he said to them, Loi kach amarti lachem. Didn't I tell you? Al yikansu mi talmidu Rav Meir lakan. Rav Meir's talmidim should not enter here. Because they're troublemakers. They're just coming to cut me down, not to learn Torah. Look at this din that you just heard from Sumchus in the name of Rav Meir. Doesn't make sense, this din. Why? Where is this Kedushin taking place? The Kachim Kam are not allowed to leave the Ezra Yisrael. A woman is not allowed, Rashi says, to enter the Ezra Yisrael. So how is he making the Kedushin? Toysus and Divrei Masechta Vayishuv Azor Minayin brings down Rashi that says that a woman's not allowed to enter the Eretz Yisrael, and Toysus says v'loy dok d'loy ashkan b'shum duchta d'nashim asuris d'kaz bazar. We don't find anywhere that women are also to come into Azor, even though the Rabbi Yosef Engel in Gilyani Hashas does bring a makor that a woman should not enter the Azara. And Toysus later on, 5-6 lines from the end of Toysus, says, I find also Saita and Nazira. They come into the Azor, to the Ezra Yisrael, Lahanif, to wave their karbonis. So therefore, Rashi is not correct. A woman could come. What did Rav Yehuda mean with his question here? Lekach near Lisa's Taisus. V'chi Yishu Bazor L'Skadish Minayin Harei Ein Regiloi Shet Tikonis Hashem Kedei L'Skadish. It's not the way for women to go into the Ezra Yisrael in the Kiddush of the Ezra Yisrael to become Mekudeshish. Harei B'Zoyin Hu. That's not what's done. You bring Karbonis in the Ezra Yisrael, not to be make Kiddushin. Umilsoi shchichi v'loi ayri tana mizeh. No one would say a halacha on something which is an unusual thing, such as a woman being in the Ezer Yisrael to receive kedushin of kachim kala, of hegdish. Amar Rabbi Yosi, when Rabbi Yosi heard this question, Yoimru, he said, Rabbi Yosi said, Yoimru, people will say, Meir Shach, of Rabbi Meir can't defend his statement, he's dead. Yehuda, because he was angry in the whole situation, the Marshal learns he didn't think straight, and he asked this question. Yosi kept quiet. Divrei Torah Mate Alel, what's going to be with Divrei Torah? People will think, in fact, Rabbi Meir made a mistake, and in fact, Rabbi Meir did not make a mistake. I'll give you a few scenarios where it's possible to have such a question. Is the Kedushin of Kachim Kalam or Kachim Chal or not? A person can't be mekabel kedushin for his daughter in Dazara. A woman can't send a shliach to mekabel kedushin in Dazara. And a third scenario, it's a relevant question. If she pushed herself in and she entered, especially according to Tosfos, who learns that women did come into the Azara. So therefore, it is a relevant question. And Rabbi Meir had to state his din, and Simchus was not repeating it in order to cut Rabbi Yehuda down, but rather he was telling him a halacha that Rabbi Meir said, which was relevant and should be discussed as part of the Mishnayis.